You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning, Amy.
Hey, I can't see you, but hey.
How are you doing?
Good.
That's good. We're joined in studio with Jessica Emily Bailey. How are you doing?
Hello.
We're going to be talking about your exhibition called Duffy's Early Jewels, and it's opening tonight at Lot 23, which is pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, hi Jess. Would you like to be called Jess?
Yeah, Jess. Jess, Jessica, Gemily.
Gemily?
Nah, you can't call me that.
I quite like Gemily. I said that. So Gemily, your childhood was spent on 21 acres of land outside the outskirts of Auckland, and you were taught by the Mackenzie Hills of the South Kaiapara, drenched in the waters of Muriwai Beach, where afterwards you would dry under plum trees at home. It is through this lens you view the world and creatively express yourself, both musically and via the visual arts. So I found out you're also in a folk band called The Fables. What instrument do you play?
I play guitar. I am predominantly the songwriter and the vocalist for that band.
Awesome. Well, we've managed to source a tune. We're going to play it after the show.
Cool.
So tonight you have an exhibition opening at Lot 23, for which you've produced a lovely series of quiet arrangements of form and colour. These humble offerings observe and subtly map out nostalgic visual memories of exotic orchard plantings contrasted with moulded plastic toys and what it means to grow up in rural New Zealand. Is this where the name of the show comes from, Duffy's Early Jewels? Childhood memories cloaked by soft hazes of colour.
Yeah, I named all of my paintings after varieties of plum trees. So I went through the list and I sort of, it, you know, matched the personalities with the names, and I thought Duffy's Early Jewels was really nice. You know, it's got a red flesh, yellow centre, and they come early. So this is just the beginning for me. So I thought, yeah.
So Duffy is a type of plum tree.
Yeah.
I did not know that, and they're so beautiful.
Thank you.
And my favourite piece that I've seen online is actually the red has the red blob.
Yeah, yeah.
The soft red blob. So that must be maybe the one you're mentioning.
Actually, Duffy's Early Jewels was a series of drawings that I did that I will have in the show.
Yeah.
They're not up at, you know, at the moment, but I'll put them in a box so people can pick them out and sort of touch them. And they're just watercolour, sort of translucent, almost jewel-like. So
that sounds beautiful. Now, at various times throughout the duration of the exhibition, you'll be present and painting live in the gallery, I've found, off the press. So this, coupled with your musical work, creates an interesting question around your practice. Do you consider yourself a performance artist, the proceeds of which are on the walls of the gallery, or would you consider yourself, and I don't like to categorise, but would you consider yourself more of a social practice / experiential artist who's interested in cultivating an atmosphere which you invite people to saturate themselves within and enjoy?
I think it's really important for people to sort of know what I'm doing really honestly, and I think that, you know, me putting myself out there in the cafe, and I've never done anything like that before, and the thought of it makes my hands a little bit clammy, but you know, for every painting that makes it to the wall, I've got, you know, 5-10 that didn't need to be there. So it's kind of seeing the sort of rejects and the process of mistake making and pushing through, and sort of the parts where you sort of want to scratch your head and start another.
Yeah, I know that. It's the process of going through things. So what kind of materials do you use? Well, it looks to be like watercolour, but is it gouache or is it acrylic, or what are you using?
It's sort of mostly acrylic. I'm really interested at pushing your medium to its sort of limits and then sort of ruining it a little bit and then fixing it again.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah. So yes, acrylic. I do some works that are really heavily primed in some areas to like sort of make the outlines of a shape, and then I'll pour you know, and let it settle. And
do you dilute your acrylics? Nerdy question, sort of. Not really that nerdy, but do you dilute them? Well, you work at the French art shop.
Yeah, yeah.
So if anyone wants to go see her, you can go to the French.
Hello,
if you, any
Friday,
stalkers
Saturdays.
Out there, yeah, just French art shop. Do you dilute your acrylics with, what do you dilute them with?
Different mediums, waters. Sometimes I'll mix inks in and they sort of repel each other, or just kind of let it all go.
Do you find that you get really infatuated with the kind of new, well, not new, but very infatuated with potential separators and different kind of, well, reactions between paints that come through the shop, and you're like, oh, I've got to try that.
I've got to give that one a go. Yeah, I think I've got almost one of everything.
What's your favourite acrylic paint?
I really like the Liquitex at the moment.
Yeah, that's
like
the best.
The big, heavy body, buttery. Mm. Not that my work is very textured, but it responds really well to everything that I do with it.
I feel like Liquitex is almost actually like a liquid plastic, which is really exciting. And it can hold its form if you squirt it right out of the tube and let it sit. So do you think, just going back to your work that you've got, that nostalgia, what colour does that have for you? Is there a particular colour?
I think you'll see a lot in my work. I've got this sort of baby pinks, but also this sort of dirty greens. So that's sort of the pretense, I guess, the starting point for all of this.
When can people expect to see you painting at Lot 23?
So I'm going to be there sort of almost at random, but exclusively in the mornings. Monday, not so much. Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
So probably about 10 o'clock or something, rock up roundabout.
Set up.
How long will you be in session for?
I don't know. I'll see how it goes. I might stay for a couple of hours. Maybe I'll stay all day. But I'll start in the morning. So
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds very exciting. And you've got your opening tonight. So that's awesome. So, yeah.
It's pretty cool. The cafe have been amazing. So they're putting on like a curated food list almost to match the painting. So there's going to be like that sort of plum porridge.
Oh, yum.
Sort of breakfast and like little tarts and sort of colourful sort of cucumber things, I think. So I'm yet to sort of try all these things, but I'm very excited.
And will the artworks that you generate during the day, will they be available to purchase?
If they're any good.
And what about the little collection of drawings and whatnot?
Yeah, they'll be, they're kind of a lot cheaper. They're just on cotton rag paper. They're very small, so they're the kind of thing, if you are interested and you want to take a little thing home with you, then that's the one.
Well, I encourage people to go along tonight. It's a beautiful summer evening, perfect for an art opening, and that'll be your good creative cultural deed for the weekend. Thank you for coming in.
That's all right.
Awesome. Yeah, so reminding everyone that's happening at Lot 23, which is on 23 Mini Street in Auckland, opening this evening on until the 16th of Feb. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, potentially longer.
Longer, but we're saying 16th of Feb now, so get there.
Awesome. Yeah. And closing off, I guess we'll play that track by Jess's band Fables. We have this track called Home that we're going to be playing now. Awesome.
It's quite fitting.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Please come home, darling. want to beg. Please come home. No, it hasn't been the same since you left. To the core. Please come home. Darling, I don't want to beg. Please come home. No, it hasn't been the same since you left.
Like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.